right now. We got to do this. This is more important. This thing right here.
Certainly.
Why is this not working? There we go.
The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay. Checking in at
number five.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders ran into a buzzsaw yesterday on, of all places, Fox News Channel.
Sure did.
Chris Wallace interviewing her about the border with Mexico.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
I know this statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but certainly a
large
number.
The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above. But one thing that you're forgetting is that the most vulnerable point of entry that we have into this country is our southern border, and we have to protect it.
Yeah,
right. Chris Wallace does his homework. He suspected that she'd bring that up and was able to sort of say, nope, it's really happening at the airport.
He was actually shocked because he's like, it's not happening there.
And the more and
but
more that
coming,
individuals
they're not coming across the southern border, Sarah. They're coming and they're being stopped
they're
at airports.
They're coming a number of ways. There's certainly, I'm not disagreeing with you that they're coming through airports. I'm saying that they come by air, by land, and by sea. And the more and more that our border becomes vulnerable and less that we spend time and money protecting it, the more that we're going to have an influx, not just of terrorists, but of human traffickers, drug inflow, and people that are coming here to do American citizens harm.
This is a really simple, I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks because we haven't had a chance to talk about it, and it's just going on and on and on. I think everybody should agree that you want to, you want to make sure that your borders are secure, right? And you want to, but there is an issue of fiscal responsibility, which Democrats and Republicans apparently now both, they used to argue about how, Republicans used to argue about how Democrats are fiscally irresponsible. Now Republicans are like, whatever, we're drunken, we're sailors, let's go! And
suddenly the Democrats are the fiscal responsibility party.
Sort of, unless they want to like overtake. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. The problem is he's trying to build a vanity wall that is based on that, you know, pays off on his promise, right? He wants to get the promise made, promise kept, and Democrats want to keep him from doing that. They should give money to create. They should just come up. You know what I would like as an American citizen? I want to take all the politics out of it. I just as an American citizen, I'd like somebody to articulate what the plan is and then let us decide if we like the idea. As opposed to he's trying to build a wall. It's going to be slats. It's going to be concrete. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And you're not going to have a wall all the way across. Mick Mulvaney, his new chief of staff, for the minute, I think that's his official title, said yesterday, he was like, we don't need it all the way across. We're not doing that. We get it. But, it's constantly a moving target. And this is, if there's a way to make it better and to actually reduce the number of people who get caught out in the middle of some desert somewhere, then maybe there's a better answer here. But this, the way that this is going right now is just pure politics. And you've got the president thinks this is playing to his base. Democrats think that this is, that he's going to cave and then he won't be able to say he built a wall. I mean, the fact of the matter is he kind of missed his window. If you were really going to get this thing done, the Republicans would have done it for him when they had the control of the House and the Senate.
Will he exchange it for DACA to give the Democrats what they want there? It's unclear what he's giving that primetime address tomorrow.
Oh, it ought to be a good one. Stay tuned. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be sitting here staring at it. I'm going to be eating my Cheerios.
Open.
And mouths open, eating my Cheerios for dinner and watching. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number four.
With Alderman Ed Burke under federal investigation just weeks before the mayoral election, aldermanic and mayoral hopefuls are lining up to publicly stake out positions calling for the end of corruption in Chicago as we know it. This is a very brave moment on their part.
Really?
It took an indictment of Ed Burke for them to stand up. Oh, they've known this the whole time. But now they're going to go, oh, well, Ed Burke, oh, the Wicked Witch is dead. You know, so now we get to stand up. No one would ever dare stand up before because they're afraid of him. I kind of get that. They would have been mowed down politically for doing that because people, but that's part of the problem. That's why this city can't get out of its own freaking way. Here's Paul Vallis.
We must start by ridding Chicago of the endemic pay-to-play corruption that seems baked into the cake of local government. I spent my entire year fixing broken systems, and I have a plan to do the same for Chicago. But first, we need to take the broom to City Hall and sweep out the mess.
Okay.
Chicagoans, it's up to you. If you want change, you have to vote for it.
I hate guys who stunt with a broom. He had a broom in his hand.
He did.
Start to take broom and sweep.
Got some attention there. You know, I guess they're pointing a finger that isn't just Toni Preckwinkle, who now has said she will give back the $116,000 she raised at a fundraiser at Alderman Ed Burke's house, but others who have very strong ties to Ed Burke's. Susana Mendoza, the YouTube video is out now showing him introducing her and her describing him as somewhat of a political mentor. Bill Daley, of course, Gary Chico. They all have ties to him. And so, how far does it go? What does it matter in the minds of voters? Certainly, a lot of finger pointing is they
could be an interesting year. This is this is just like 1979 all over again. It really is. We are now living a 40-year redo. The Bears made the playoffs and lost in the first round. There was a mayoral election and there was a snowstorm, right? And all hell broke loose. I mean, it was a weird moment. This is 1979 without the disco. Although Willie Wilson, he had his thoughts on this.
Why are they just now taking and bringing this up? Don't wait now and come out the closet. All right, should have came out earlier. My suggestion would be for all of them to resign. I think Toni Preckwinkle should resign her other job and get out the mayor race. First of all, she's getting paid for a job that the citizens have already elected her to do. Now she's running to be mayor and still getting paid by the citizens of Chicago. That is wrong.
Cook County, technically, but he's never good on the details. I just want to say one thing about Willie Wilson.
He's a darn good singer.
Great singer. And that band he brought in our last show, our Christmas show, before we went off the air.
Tremendous.
2 weeks ago. He brought Singsation with him, which is his, you know, his musical act, and is also his, you know, they have a TV show. Very, you know, a highly regarded, nationally syndicated TV show.
It's like a 17-person band.
They were amazing.
Incredible.
I kind of hope he doesn't become mayor so we can have him keep coming back and doing that for us. All right, let's check in now. Here's Kim Gordon. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, a longtime state rep, calling it quits.
With Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I think I found my AirPods.
Oh, did it show up on your Find My AirPods?
This is very interesting. They're at a bar.
Get out. Where?
Yeah.
In the city?
Hold on.
Or in Philadelphia?
Oh, wait. No, they're at my house, according to this. I don't think that's possible. No, I totally did.
You sure you didn't put them in your pocket and then bring them back home?
Yeah. No, I'm positive. I took off everything at the stadium.
Maybe the guy's at your house right now.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no.
Papa!
It's that guy.
Number three.
Jada Pinkett Smith is all upset because she doesn't understand why R. Kelly's music is spiking on the internet after this Lifetime series came out.
Yeah.
This investigation of R. Kelly, which has all of these got dozens of his former employees and other people who knew that he was up to creepy antics with young underage girls.
Pretty much running
that
a cult is what they are alleging, that involved telling them how to dress, how to bathe, what to do, sexual encounters with him, that they were keeping, according to them, keeping them captive in separate rooms within his mansion here in the Chicago area.
Very interesting. All right. So now, the question is, what is the answer, Jada Pinkett Smith?
I'm having a really difficult time understanding why, but I think it's important that I understand why. I really would like for you guys to help me understand what I'm missing. Even if I'm missing something that I don't necessarily agree with. And I really don't want to believe that it's because black girls don't matter enough. Or is that the reason?
It's one of the arguments here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, and you even saw Chance the Rapper get kind of caught up in all of this because he'd been defensive of R. Kelly. I just want to say one thing, and then I will move off of my soapbox.
Okay.
Because it kind of, I'm afraid I'm going to twist my ankle on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand when people see things that are so obvious. He did a song called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
He absolutely wrote about what he was doing.
Yes.
And sort of so many people knew in the Harvey Weinstein-esque way of things that it seems as if everyone was seemingly okay and protective of it.
When people tell you who they are, believe them.
Number two.
Here's another guy. Christian Bale took home the best actor for Vice, right? I mean, I told you when I saw the trailer for this, he was going to win this because you cannot tell that that's not Dick Cheney. But people, including our own A.B. Stoddard, walked out of the movie.
She did.
Yeah, because it's like, it's too political. It's like to a point where it's like, it's too much.
It's just like a hatchet job kind of thing? Like you're going after him?
Feels kind of hatchety, yes. Feels kind of even to people who would be like, oh yeah, this would be fun, and then no, it's a little over the top. But so Christian said he wanted to go over the top too.
Thank you to my beautiful wife, who told me less is more. Say less right now. She knows the dumb crap that can come out of my mouth at times. I can sink and ruin a perfectly good movie and a so-so career in one speech. So thank you for that advice, my love. I wouldn't be working without her.
Still can't believe he's British.
But still the biggest problem for Violetta is that he's British. Then he went on to say something ridiculous, but it got beeped out. We don't know what it was.
Yeah, we do.
What do you think? Mitch McConnell next? That could be good, couldn't it? Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
To which Liz Cheney did not enjoy that comment. So she's our father you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So she called him out for his.
So he doesn't listen to his wife. And he's British.
Right, exactly.
Two things we know about Christian Bale.
Yeah. And again, I don't like guys with foreign accents telling me how crappy America is.
Something to that.
You might want to go look at what happened over your little, you know,
Brexit
island across the pond.
Number one.
Yeah. Okay.
Cody Parkey sat by his locker with a glazed look, struggling to explain how it happened again. I mean, if he tried, he couldn't hit this many.
No, six
uprights
of them in one season?
It couldn't be done. It could not be done.
That's the worst, one of the worst feelings in the world to let your team down. So I feel terrible. You know, I'm going to continue to put things in perspective, continue to just put my best foot forward and just sleep at night knowing that I did everything in my power this week to go and make that kick. And for whatever reason, at the crossbar and the upright, and I still couldn't do it. So I 100% take that loss on me, and it is what it is. But, I mean, sun's going to shine tomorrow. Life's going to go on, and
didn't shine.
Unfortunately, it's going to sting for a while.
Which one is his best foot? Because we should put that one forward. just to be clear. For the future. If there is one.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, really, if you're a kicker and you just missed the field goal to take your team further in the playoffs, do you really say best foot? No.
No,
you don't say that. No, you moron.
Give him credit for manning up, though.
I don't give credit for anything.
I know.
And especially, I don't give credit for our friends in the Spanish language broadcast. This is the Philadelphia Eagles Spanish language call for the end of the game yesterday.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló.
Oh.
No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! Chicago, Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Filadelfia gana el partido. Le dio el poste.
Beautiful.
All I heard was poste. That's all I know.
No, senor.
And we all know what that means.
Yes, we know what that means. It means that. Okay.
Hi, puppy.
Yes. Okay, puppy. I think we just close this thing up now,
don't we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I think we've got nothing left to live for.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's got the news, brought to you by Penny Mustard Furnishings.